Blog Talk Radio.
You're open up your mouth.
Bigger than that. No matter what the devil said, no matter what lies he told, God is bigger than that. He's bigger than any situation you get into. He's big enough to come and get you. He's bigger than that. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're going to ask Pastor Bell, he should get us going this week, and a word of prayer, and now we can go ahead on and get into this lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Yes, the Lord is bigger than anything. Amen. Bigger than any sickness. He's bigger than any problem we may be facing. He's bigger than that. I like what she said when she said the Lord won't leave her hanging. And that is so true. He's there for us always. The scripture I like to share is coming from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and we're thanking you, Father God, for our lesson. We're thanking you, Father God, for the listeners and our pastor and all those who are listening by internet. Father God, we give you praise, and we're just thanking you for the words that we are, the lesson, the scriptures that we're learning today, Father God, not only today, but every day, Father God, as our pastor teaches the word. Father God, help us to receive it and be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. You know what they're facing. You know what they're going through, Father God. Be with those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. Those who are bereaved today, Father God, you said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we're just praying today that each and every one of us will open up our hearts as we receive this word and apply it to our daily walk of life. We give you praise for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We're excited about the word of God.
Amen.
We're excited about the word of God. And this week, we want to try to pick up where we left off yesterday, and we're going to start in the review, so we're going to kind of pick up off of that and piggyback on that, I should say. And brothers and sisters, let me say this, and I'm going to say it, and I may just stop in the middle of a sentence and say it. I am not glorifying the devil, but you must know about your opponent. If you're going to win, you need to know his strength, his weakness. You need to know this stuff.
Yeah.
Now, they'll probably debate, but I'm going to tell you something. Satan had not changed his stripes yet. He's doing the same thing he did in the Garden of Eden. He's doing it now. That's one of his secret weapons. So we're going to deal with that today. We're going to deal with that this week. You need to know what he uses. The power he uses. When he was Lucifer, The same power he used then, he's using it today. And you need to know that.
All right.
Let me show you some things this week. It's going to just... But we was in 2 Corinthians, I believe it was 11th chapter, 14th and 15th verses. And there's some things I just want to expose. I want to expose the devil. I'm tired of his lies. I'm tired of his words. But in the 14th, let's see here. I think I'm going to start with the 12th verse to the 15th, 12 to the 15th. As Pastor Shear read it out of the Messenger Bible, and I'm going to read it. This is going to be one of our foundational scriptures for this week because we want to expose the devil. And we need a subject matter, but God see it. But God see it. Remember that now. But God see it. That's what we're going to talk about this week. It says, but what I do that I will do that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceivable workers, transforming themselves into an apostle of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his minister also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Amen. The Message Bible. With Christ as my witness, it's point of honor with me, and I'm not going to keep it quiet to protect you from what the neighbors will think. It's not that I don't love you. God knows I do. I'm just trying to keep things open and honest between us. And I'm not changing my position on this. I die before taking your money. I'm giving nobody grounds for lumping me in with those money-grubbing preachers, vaunting themselves as something special. They're a sorry bunch, pseudo-apostles, lying preachers, crooked workers, posing as crisis agents, but shame to the core. I'm sorry, but sham to the core. And no wonder, Satan does it all the time, dressing up as a beautiful angel of light. So it shouldn't surprise us when his servants masquerade as servants of God, but they're not getting by with anything. They'll pay for it in the end. Amen.
And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So what does Satan do? Let's look at this thing. How can he make these apostles like Christ? They become ministers of righteousness. I want you to see this. I want you to get a picture of this. What does he use? He used words. That's one of Satan's tricks, people. He always used words. See, because words can give you, words can give you life. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Those are words. So when Adam and Eve was back in the garden, I know you remember this, Satan used words. It was like his word was against God's word.
Amen.
I want you to see this picture. Well, God said. So instead of them going along with what God said, they went along with this spirit that told them, yeah, and God said. He used words. That's one of his ultimate weapons. He used words. Now, remember Ephesians 6 now. You got to couple that with Ephesians 6 if you're going to see this thing. Because Ephesians 6 said, now, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. What we're wrestling against is that these words. So he says, cast down all vain imagination and every high thought. See, Satan appears to our intellect, and he suggests certain things to us. And if we act on that, then we're doing Satan's will, because he's the god of this world. So that's how he appeared to Adam and Eve. They didn't, you know, hey, he used words, people. That's what he does today. He used words. Remember when he was in the garden? He used words. Remember when Jesus and the devil was on the high mountain? He used words. But guess what Jesus did? He stuck to the word of God. That's all Adam has to do. That's all we have to do. He got preachers out here preaching about sin. Why you preaching about sin? Christ didn't preach about sin. But he takes you, blind your mind, and get you to thinking that Christ preached about the kingdom of God.
Amen.
When he told us to repent, he says from the world way of doing things, from the world way of thinking, we were to repent. So this week, we're gonna see, the Bible says Satan is crafty. I think it's 2 Corinthians 4 and 2. We're going to use that one. 2 Corinthians 4 and 2. I'm going to get Pastor to read that. Now, there's a lot of scripture. But I want y'all to take your time and look up these words and see what it means, how deceitful he is. Remember the other week, last week, I think Pastor Marilyn and Pastor Bill came up with these definitions for the word great. But you look at it, unless you dig into that, you'll see how, because he's craftiness. That his craftiness make him great. He can deceive the whole world. Y'all may not want to hear that. Y'all say, nah, I don't believe he can. Well, if you know the tools he's using, you can say, okay, yeah, I can get with that. I can see how he did that. He always suggested stuff to us with words. Because that's something he used. He's deceitful. He used the word. He hide. He hide behind words. So his apostles, what they do? They preach the gospel. Their gospel. Not our gospel, because the Bible says if our gospel is hidden, it's hidden to them that are lost, and the God of this world have blinded their minds. Yeah. Unless the glorious gospel shines. But anyway, so we're going to be dealing with a lot of false ministers. What they do, they preach. How they preach? They preach with words. How they appear to be righteous. And it's easy for us to get caught up and say, oh, man, that's a righteous man of God. It's easy. Because you don't see nothing, but you don't know that beneath all of that is deception. Deceiving you for one reason or other, either get your money. But believe me when I tell you, if you're planning on enjoying your eternal life, you're going to need to be able to battle right here and when you leave here. It's going to be a battle because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. These are spirits, and you fight spirit with spirit. Well, what is that? Your words. See, your words are spirit. You don't see your words. They're spirit. And Jesus said, the words I say now, they are spirit and life. The stuff Satan say is death. And you need to know that. But over here in What I told you. 2 Corinthians 4 and 2. Read that for me, Pastor.
Amen. From the King James. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Amen.
Let me see. Where you stopped at?
I just read verse 2, Pastor.
Okay. He says, holding the secret things of shame. These are words that Satan uses, man. Matter of fact, this is one of the signs of a false. See, you won't know a false minister because of the way they dress or the car they drive. That's not how you'll know them. And you won't know them necessarily by their words. You know what? Because they're going to use the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And but they don't preach what Satan say to preach. Oh, Satan can't careful. Well, you ain't read these things yet. Because that's what he said you can do. He does this. This is what Satan does, man. He uses his false apostles. They deceitful workers. They deceiving us.
Yeah.
And I say it's time that they stop, bless God. And we pay attention. We be vigilant. You got to watch.
Yes.
You got to pay attention. Mm-hmm. You got to. You got to listen. You got to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to listen to what the Word of God says. Because Satan can camouflage himself with words, brothers and sisters. The Bible says, and not to marvel, because these are false apostles. So what a false apostle look like to you? What one look like to you? Huh? Might well go ahead on and deal with it. What it look like to you? You can't skip over this stuff. Need to find out what it look like. What a false apostle look like. Well, let's see here. See, people come to mind. But never mind people, because that's flesh and blood. So they'll dress up. They'll dress up. They'll peel all this stuff. And see, these worldly churches, Satan got them. Because he got the head, and whoever coming under them is part of that mess. That's why the Bible says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will get you free from that garbage.
Amen.
Instead of teaching that you are the building, they teach you to come to the building. Yeah. But it's because they false. That's what makes it false. They mimic something. So what are they mimicking? Christ. But remember, Satan is a liar. And we're going to go through a lot of scriptures, but they hold secret things. They walk in craftiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it said, is craftiness. See, that's somebody who's sharp at it. They're good at it. See, and I'm not there again. I'm not trying to glorify Satan. I just want to keep it real with you. If you'll let me. Then they said this. They handled the word of God deceitfully.
Yes.
You probably don't want to hear that. But they do. They handled the word of God deceitfully. Well, man, I don't know nobody like that. You might know somebody like that. You might be like that. Are you teaching God's righteousness or Satan's righteousness? Big difference. Big difference. Because Satan is going to appeal to your intellect. That's why 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 say you have to cast these vain imaginations, these thoughts down. You got to cast it down to the ground, man.
Amen, amen.
So over here in, like a lot of times, people, they look at the outward. God ain't told you to look at no outward. I think it's 2 Corinthians. Is that 10 and 7, Pastor? I think it's 10 and 7. Second Corinthians 10. Let's see what the 10 and yes. 5 says.
Yeah, it's 7, Pastor.
Okay, read that.
Second Corinthians 10 and verse 7. It says, do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ's, even so are we Christ's. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they look the part. But see, you got to know that, you know, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But let me back up and say this, because in 2 Corinthians 10, remember he says that, for though we walk in the flesh, hey, we do not war after the flesh. We're not battling the flesh, for the weapons mm-hmm. of our warfare are not carnal, not earthly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds,
mm-hmm.
casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the word of God or the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience mm-hmm. of Christ. See, these thoughts come, you ain't doing nothing with them. You got to do something with these thoughts. You put it up under the... I'm put it up under blood. You compare it with the word of God. But God said. But God mm-hmm. said. That's what Jesus did over there in Matthew 4. He said, but God said. God said.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, yeah. brothers and sisters. See, when Adam and Eve was in the garden, all they had to do was say, God said. And left it there. Use God's word. And stop listening to what Satan's words were. Oh, I understand the subject matter. The day you eat of. But remember what that tree was. It was a tree of knowledge, good and evil. God didn't have no problem with that. He just said, don't eat it. Because the knowledge you need about what to say, how to say, is in Christ. That's what mm-hmm. you need. So, and yet God would have given them whatever, because he gave them everything, gave them the world, told Adam, me, you over everything. The whole world, the universe. You're over it, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
You got the power now. Just stay in my word. Listen, brothers and sisters, get out your feelings. Throw your feelings away because you're going to get them hurt. You're going to get them hurt messing around with Satan because that's what he does. He used words. I can say, like for instance, I'm going to give y'all an illustration. I'm going to show you how powerful words are. I'm going to use you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your fault. So I can say, how's your mother? You'll say, oh, she's fine. See, those are words. Mm-hmm. Then I can turn around and say, how's your mammy? And you will be mm-hmm. offended.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, you'll get offended. There's words right now going on in the universe. People are offended, especially when you start using that N word. Oh, man, it's okay when it's your mom, your little circle, but you get it out there, oh, God, that's going to tear up some stuff.
Amen.
Yeah, people got sued for using the wrong word. But Satan know about words, brothers and sisters. How I know that? Remember when he was at Lucifer, he used words. Remember Isaiah 14:13? The Bible said that's what his sin was, in his words. It was what he said. Mm-hmm. Notice he said, I will. He's speaking. He said, I will. I will ascend. These are words.
Mm-hmm.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will. See, he kept on using words. But God said, that's the part I like.
Mm-hmm.
God said, you know what? That's where the sin came at, brothers and sisters. He put it in his heart, and he began to say that. So Satan, that's what he does. He puts stuff in our mind, in our intellect, and we put it down in our spirit. And for we know it, we are saying what Lucifer told Satan to say. That's why the Bible still references him, that old serpent. you're still doing them tricks. The prince of the world, the devil. See, you got to know. You just got to know, brothers and sisters, that Satan uses words to deceive the whole world. And like I was saying with these preachers, and we're gonna do some comparing. We're going to compare, like, for instance, in 2 Corinthians 10 and 12.
For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Amen.
Yeah. See, that's not wise, brothers and sisters, when you take Satan's word and try to make it a reality.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's how he failed. You won't know how to fall. You start, and the Bible says he was perfect. He was perfect when he was created. Yes. And God put in him words that he could orchestrate. He could, the words, how he could take a word and create music with it. He had pipes in him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was to put that word. And there's people today, they can take words, and when they get through articulating these words and put music behind it, you go like, wow. And then by everybody in the universe, like music, and by everybody, the world is revolving around words. When you think about country singing, that's words. When you talk about soul singing, those are words. When you talk about rapping, those are words. And people hearing this stuff and acting on some of it. Well, we ran over a little bit. But anyway, this is going to be an interesting week. I got tons of scripture to know that you're not working against the flesh. That's not where your war at. It's in the spirit realm. And that's where you're going to have to fight at. And we'll get into it on tomorrow. Anybody had anything they want to say? I'm going to still take time and let you say what you need to say or any scripture you want to add to. Okay, if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.
God bless.